Hey guys, this is Patrick with Pixelated. Just wanted to put this little disclaimer here before today's episode. It is actually the audio that was pulled from a Facebook Live that I had done, but I felt like all of it was pretty relevant and easy to understand, and it would make perfect sense for me to go ahead and push it out onto the podcast as well. So just footnote, anywhere where I refer to a link that people are seeing, those links are also in the notes for the podcast. So if you hear something that you want to check out, you can find the link back to it there. So without further ado, episode 111.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome to a little quick live stream. It's been a while since we've been on here. My name is Patrick. I am CDO and co-founder here at Pixelated, and we have been working on tons of stuff and clearly not making as much time as we used to in the past for coming on and streaming and going live and getting our message out there. So I'm here to do that again today. There are two things that I wanted to mention to you today. The first of which is I just wanted to share this. We put together a blog post, and it's all about how you can integrate QR codes into your live events. So little plug for our LinkedIn local family, right? So you scan a QR code, and it'll take you somewhere. So that has become a very popular tool to be able to use post-COVID in live events and venues for accessing menus, if you will, or placing an order or unlocking some kind of secret surprise, like a shared photo gallery or a virtual photo booth, if you will. So that being said, as we start to move from being completely in the virtual space to more of a hybrid or live event recipe, we thought it would be pertinent to, one, talk a little bit about, how you might want to leverage a QR code in your live event. And then two, we also wanted to create some cool templates for you to take those QR codes and make them a little bit more interesting than kind of just a black and white QR code. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead real quickly here, and I am going to share my screen with you. I'm also going to copy and paste this into the chat window. So if anyone wants to go and check out this post, you'll be able to navigate to it yourself. But again, so the post that we're talking about, it's over on the Pixelated blog. So if you head to pixelated.com, that's PIXILATED.com / blog, or you can navigate to it here in the top menu. The most recent post that you're going to find is called Five Ways to Display a QR Code at Live Events. Actually, I'm lying. It's not the most recent post. Scroll down a bit. I believe it's maybe two or three long. But yeah, five ways to display a QR code at live events. There's a fun graphic that's there at the top of it, and then it's kind of just a primer, right? It talks a little bit about why you might want to use QR codes at your live events. It talks a little bit about how we see PixieWeb and the shared photo gallery really working well inside of the live event space. Talk a little bit about what our intention was in building it. And then beneath that, it just kind of gives you a little primer about what a QR code is. And then it walks through some ways that you can embed it to deploy it to your live event. So the first one is pre-event communication. If you aren't new to watching any of our streams or listening to our podcast or any of our other content, you know that we are huge advocates for strong and consistent communication strategies. So that's obviously going to be the first place that we always go to. When you're promoting your QR code, when you're promoting your PixieWeb event or any kind of additional thing that's going to be there, making sure that it gets represented in your pre-event communication, whether that's text messaging or email marketing, or if it's social media posts that you're putting up, or it's just language on your event website or your copy, get it all out there. It's a great central landing place. It gets people familiar with it before they even show up to the event, and that is not a bad thing. So suggestion number two is implement it with your tickets, right? Maybe if it is a digital ticket that people are buying, as soon as they get the chance and they finish their checkout process and they're going to get some kind of autoresponder, that could be a great place to go ahead and insert that link, insert that QR code. If it's going to be a physical paper ticket, maybe integrate the QR code into the design of the paper ticket. So when people get it in the mail, it literally says scan here to get started. Like maybe you encourage them to upload photos of themselves getting ready or picking out outfits or getting prepared to attend your event. Get creative. It's a great way to be able to leverage your QR code. Next on the list is this is a little bit of a ninja secret, if you will, for PixieWeb users. So all PixieWeb events, they come with a live slideshow. And what the live slideshow does is it takes all of the photos and other content that have been uploaded to your PixieWeb gallery, and it shows them one at a time in a full screen capacity. So what's great about that is while it is an awesome thing to embed in your virtual event platform or in your website, if this is a virtual event, the other thing that you can do in the live event space is you can actually run that slideshow on any kind of flat screen TVs or projection or any other way that you're able to visually display content inside of your venue. So one surefire way to make sure that people understand how to get their content into that slideshow is to add your QR code into the slideshow as well. And that way, as people are watching the slideshow and they're seeing lots of fun photos that have been uploaded, whether it's of the speakers or whether it's of other attendees or selfies with friends and family, they're also going to intermittently see that QR code come up in the slideshow, and they're going to be able to scan it and add their own photo to it. So that's point number three, a very, very strong way for you to integrate it. Next up is leveraging the QR code through signage. And this is going to be one of the places, this one in particular, actually, we can maybe even bundle them together here. You know, QR codes, station cards, place cards for your setting. So whether it's a seated dinner that you have and you've got place cards for every person, whether it's station cards that can go at the bar or they can go at the buffet or they can go throughout the venue, or if it's just signage, right? Like I was showing you guys before at the beginning, we are doing an event with LinkedIn Local in Baltimore that's going to be taking place at a Meadworks at a brewery here in Baltimore, and we're going to be running PixieWeb, and it's going to be this virtual shared photo gallery where people are going to be able to take photos and share all kinds of different content. But then we're also going to be having the live slideshow there being projected up onto a screen inside of the space. So what we'll do is we printed off about 25 of these simple signs, and we will scatter them throughout the space. We'll put some on high tops. We'll hang some on signage. We'll put some at the bar or any other kind of staged flat surfaces that are there, so that as people are mingling, as they're hanging around, as they're killing time, it's there. It's gently reminding them, hey, oh, I just took that photo with my friend, or I really love this table setting or this venue, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a photo and share that. So those are some really great ways to be able to take your QR code and to integrate it and to implement it through signage and other messaging throughout your live event ecosystem. So that being said, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you on this post, if you head down to the bottom, there are actually a few QR code resources that we added. The first one on there is a QR code scanner. You don't need an app to be able to do this. The second one is a QR code generator. So if you are in the event planning space and you're looking to generate QR codes for some other experiences, that's a great resource for you to be able to use. And then third, and certainly not least, is the QR code graphic templates that we created for templates for Canva. So there's actually 100 different templates that are up there. I'm gonna go ahead and switch over to it. So when you click that link, it'll bring you over to this button where you can choose to click and use the template. When you click use the template, what it literally does is it takes you over to a pre-built Canva template where you're able to access all of these different templates that we put together and literally take your QR code, find something that matches, gets the creative juices flowing, and you're able to embed your QR code into any of these templates. So that way, rather than having your QR code be something that is maybe a little boring or it's not eye-catching or it doesn't have the right call to action on it, here with these templates, you'll be able to find something that is colorful, right, and fun, matches your event. Like if you're throwing a lemonade stand and you want to capture some photos of all of your customers sampling their lemonade, you're able to find something that matches graphically. But then you can also change that copy, right? So if you are using the slideshow, you might want the copy to say to add your photo to the live slideshow, scan this. If you're just trying to get people to upload memories of their loved ones at a graduation and you want the copy to reflect that, you can do that the same. You're able to customize it, apply your own QR code to it for your event, and then you can download it and you can save it from there. And then you're able to share it on social and in newsletters and on websites and anywhere else that you're looking to have something fun and simple to be able to use. So I want everyone to check all of that out here. Let me, while I'm at it, just to make it super simple, I'm going to go ahead and copy this link address, and I'm going to place the link for the templates as well. That's not it. That wasn't it at all. Is that it? No, that is it. Excuse me. So there are the templates. That's where you can go and find them and check them out. You can use them for PixieWeb for our shared photo gallery tool, or you can use them for anything else that you're looking for a QR code for. We won't hold you hostage to only being able to use it with our tool. We want it to ultimately be something that is valuable and helpful. Okay, so that is kind of that. That is the long and short of the blog post and the QR code templates that I wanted to share with you. The other thing that I wanted to just mention really quickly, and I'm going to pop this up at the bottom of the screen, but on Friday, June 18th at 10:30 a.m., we're going to be chatting with Lois Sarfo-Mensa from Three Pillars Co. About the Events Industry 2.0. I know that that is probably a little bit vague, but that is a little bit intentional. Lois and I have had a really great rapport when we have chatted before, and we have been meaning to kind of catch back up, and we've speculated that it might be a lot of fun to do it in a live capacity. So we're going to roll the dice, but please, if you're seeing this and you want to tune in, I would encourage you to go ahead and earmark it on your calendar, set a reminder. We're going to be streaming live on the Pixelated Facebook platform, the Pixelated Twitter, so via Periscope, and then also on the Pixelated YouTube channel. So if you're following on any of those or not following on any of them, I would encourage you to head on over to them, click the links, click the follow buttons, hit the bell on YouTube so that way you're notified when we go live. And if in advance you've got any cool ideas or questions, or you're a fan of Three Pillars Co. and you've got something you'd like me to ask, DM it to me. Feel free to shoot me a tweet at Patrick Reif, or DM me on Instagram and let me know your messages. But otherwise, we will plan to see all of you bright and early on Friday morning for an excellent chat with a event professional. Okay, that's it. Hope you found this helpful. Looking forward to seeing everyone soon. Get pixelated. Peace.